out by saying, I'm an ally of masculinity. Men, you deserve to be heard. Ladies, I'm here for you too. I can't have y'all out there yelling, I hate you, Tyrone, from the front porch. Okay,
you know it's about that time to give you what's on their mind. I know you think he's fine, but I don't want you going in blind. Dropping you all that info, cause you got a brain like an info. You already know what we're here for. I drew him in with my sexy walk, then I hit him up with my dirty talk. I drew him in with my sexy walk, then I hit him up with my dirty talk.
Dirty Talk Podcast.
So today's title is, Ain't Nobody Got Time For That. And the question that supports it is, have you ever learned that a female was faking orgasms? If so, how did it make you feel? And so it begins. Before I even get a chance to introduce my guests, if you guys liked them last time, they're back again. We have Married Guy and Winston. So we're going to go ahead. For those who didn't hear the last episode, I'm telling you, you should be listening to the last episode. But we're going to go ahead and have Winston introduce himself again. So let the people know who you are.
Like you said, Winston. Like the name says, Jamaican dude. I was born in New York, but the family's Jamaican. Just, you know, living in Atlanta.
Tell about what you do.
Enterprising young man. I got a couple of businesses, do web design, graphic design, multimedia type stuff. Also a food business with the Married Guy called Tropical Bay Cafe. It's for food concessions and stuff like that. And some other things.
So Married Guy, you want to tell us anything about you?
I don't answer questions.
We don't know why he's here, guys. He snuck in. All right. But he's here now, so we're going to keep him. All right. So we're going to go ahead and remind you guys of that question again. And it is, have you ever learned that a female was faking orgasms? And if so, how did it make you feel? So last time I started with Married Guy, we're going to go ahead and keep that trend going. So Married Guy, answer the question. Have you ever?
Last time, it was a long time.
Of course it was a long time ago.
Single guys, wow. Come on, you my man. Go ahead, finish your story.
What?
So Married Guy, a long time ago, tell us about it.
When she did it, I was like, what are you doing?
So she did it?
So how did you know that she was doing that?
Because I just know.
Yeah.
I just know.
Okay, so this is something that I read a lot of erotica.
So what are you doing?
So no, wait. I read a lot of erotica, and I write.
I told you something.
He's not even letting me get my statement.
I know. I told him something. I said, "What are you doing? Stop playing around."
Okay.
I told him stop playing around.
Okay. So then I'm going back to my statement. I read a lot of erotica. I write erotica too. Go get Release Me. But you are saying that you knew she was playing around. You just knew. And in these books, the reason I reference this is they say like, oh, she clamped down tightly upon him and his shaft and he felt her pulsating.
I can't remember the details.
No, but can you feel a woman orgasming like that? Like, can you feel her clamping and spanning?
Yeah, yeah,
is that
how
you knew she was faking?
Because of that girl?
It was so long ago, I can't even fucking remember anymore.
But you brought it up.
I know, but I don't remember. I can't remember the detail of it. But I know she was faking. Yeah, I remember that. I told her that.
I remember telling her.
I was like, what are you playing around? She's like, what do you mean? I was like, you ain't busting. You ain't busting, man.
Ain't nothing going on there. I know. How you know?
I was like,
Could you say how you know?
So what did you do to rectify the situation?
I kept going.
Did she really bust in LA?
No, I can't remember if she did that. I know I got mine
though. Oh my gosh. Okay. Of course.
Oh my God.
Hey.
Hey. I can't remember all that, but I know hey. I got mine. I
long time edge. Ago, you know, hey.
And that's where the title comes from. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time.
All right. So, Winston, it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm not qualified for that.
You're not qualified. So you've never actually discovered that a woman was faking orgasms.
No, I'm special. You stop. No, no.
No, don't stop.
I ain't never had none of that. No.
Okay. No.
You're already in the water now. Why don't you want to swim in him?
All right. So, if this is your first
time. My name is Winston. Yeah. I don't know how some got a groove back, but it might have been a dude named Winston. But, I'm not.
All right. So, guys, for those of you who haven't listened to the show before, you know that I beat the streets. So I went out, I surveyed 50 guys between the ages of 25 and 55, and I asked them these questions that I'm asking the guys today. And I have the survey data. I came back and compiled it. It took forever to put it in Excel. It was blood, sweat, and tears. So y'all better be listening to the show and donating if you can to help me get back out there, because it costs money and time. But none of that, you know, really, really matters, because no matter what, I'm still going to do this because I like it. But the data says that 90% of the guys have not learned that a woman was faking orgasms. Only 10% of the people are.
I knew one.
And that's only five. So that means only five guys.
Please.
Only. But you know.
I haven't heard a bad review. Let me. Never mind.
I ain't gonna lie. It happened to me before.
But that's the thing.
What the hell are you playing for? We're playing game for me.
So the five guys.
What are you playing with me? I remember telling her some shit like that. Don't be playing with me.
Hey, brother.
So listen.
And I made sure I got mine after that, boss.
Okay.
My God.
I made sure I got me. Brother. After I saw it, too. Mm. I know what you're talking about. I know.
But
I know.
This is the thing.
It happened to me. I ain't gonna keep real.
The other, not the other, but one of the other guys that answered that he did realize that the woman was faking orgasm. He's like, hey, you know, that means that she was coming back to me. And then, so if she's coming back and she's not getting an orgasm,
I
don't get a, he's like, I don't really give a damn. Like, he's like, as long as I got mine.
You but, should, motherfucker. Right. If you supposed to be aiming the. I don't know.
I ain't doing that
because my number one goal is to aim. You got to aim to fucking please. You
got to go. Hey, if I ain't pleasing you, I'm making sure I'm getting mine.
Nah, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
It's like the fucking Air Force. You got to go above and beyond the call of duty. So you ain't got to worry about nothing else. You got to understand that she's completely satisfied.
It happens.
That you ain't.
It happens.
You ain't
pleasing the girl.
Mary God.
She faking the shit.
Wait, Mary God, because we want to hear what Winston has to say. I think he was about to make a very good point.
It's
something that might help you out with your previous show of initiating the sex. So go ahead, Winston.
I was just saying that you need to aim to pleasing the shit, so there's not a equivalent of a doubt. Like, there's no doubt where she's not getting to that point.
So again, the reason I said this is
hold on. I got something. But you got some circumstances out there.
Oh, come on, son.
You ramming her. She can't take it. And she doing every kind of jokey little thing to get out of it.
I seen that. You're right.
That's what happened to me.
There's a circumstance.
And I said, what are you doing? Why are you playing games with me? And then next
sometimes you're right though. Sometimes it's like that though. Sometimes you might be putting so much work in.
Yeah, I saw it.
That you might want to bow out because of
playing with me.
The quote unquote pressure situation going on.
Okay, so wait. No, this is a really good.
And
concept.
That's just only because you're on your stallion shit. And I know, I can relate to my brother when you said that. I can relate to the not letting him get there, but I can see with you if you copy that.
So wait, I need to pause so that we can dive a little bit deeper into that. So hold on a second. Deep, what you guys are saying is that women can't take the dick. So they fake. Wait. The women can't take the dick. So they start faking orgasms so that you will bust and they can be free.
That's right.
That is some
That's
real
happened
shit
to me.
Amongst Caribbean men.
That has happened to me.
I might be biased, but I just, you know.
That's happened.
I don't know. I don't know about yes. everybody out there in the world, but that has happened.
Yes.
You guys that are full happened, of shit. Okay. Right. Women are not faking orgasms to get away from good dick. They're not. Because if you were putting
it
all
that, I didn't say before. We never said the dick was good or bad.
I said it had circumstances
out there. I said the pressure.
That's what I told you.
The quote unquote pressure. The situations will make a woman tap out.
So what is pressure?
Yeah, I've seen some tap outs.
And that's what I'm saying.
I've seen tap out.
You know what the tap? Everybody knows what the tap out is.
Everybody, women know what tap out means.
It's the tap out.
When they can't handle it, it could be, you know, they might not even be having sex like that. And they got, you know what I'm saying, meeting with, you know what I'm saying, real men.
Real man. What do you mean?
And they ain't even having sex like that. And, you know what I'm saying?
So basically, she's almost virginal again because she hasn't had sex in a long time. And you come in there and you try to kill her.
You're not necessarily in the kill.
You're right, man.
But you know, your situation might be like that where your level is at a capacity where she can't handle certain levels you might go to. and she might, you know, tap out from the level that you might be on.
Okay.
And you might have to realize, like, okay, she's getting everything out to get out this level because she can't handle this level. You might have to dial it down a level. If you're a grown man and you know the situation, you dial it down a level. I'm like, all right, let me give her this instead of that. But
yeah,
sometimes if you just on that, sometimes a man might get on that and it'd be like, the tap out situation.
Yeah, yes. if you're
it happens.
If you're whack and all you're doing is jackrabbiting her, then
what's that mean? I don't know what that is.
That is, you know, a shout out to
you know what's
jackrabbit. Oh, real fast. Oh, okay.
To Mr. Witherspoon.
Okay, yeah.
Rest in peace. But bang.
So I guess I ain't jackrabbit now.
Nobody wants that.
You gotta have a technique with your rabbit now.
Shit, you better have control too with it.
Control over
your rabbit. You getting some good ones. Some jackrabbit, you going bust. Since we talking dirty talk, you see what I'm saying?
No,
you going bust.
I actually saw a meme just the other day.
It's true.
Where this guy said,
"You gotta be
the
careful."
The meme was like, "Oh, I'm gonna give it to you. You're talking mess to her all day, and then after your three strokes in, and then it had the little Porky Pig. That's all, folks.
That's it.
Because you've been talking so much mess, and then you get in it, and you cannot deliver.
Hey, listen, a grown man know he gonna get past three strokes.
That's true. What you just said.
So
that happens to a lot of men.
It happens to a lot of men.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What?
Hell
three stroke,
yeah.
There's three stroke and you're gone?
Yeah.
No.
So that doesn't happen to Winston. He stepped away because
they are on the alcohol tonight.
But he said three stroke does not happen for men who are prepared.
Going three and tap out? I've been cursed out for taking too goddamn long.
I tapped out a few good times.
Why would you get cursed out for taking too long? What is that one thing that a woman can say to you to make you bust immediately?
Say to me?
Yeah, what can she say to you that will make you bust?
Shit, that's bad because I don't even tell nobody my secret, mother.
No, but what is it like? What can she say? Cut that phone off, dude.
Boop, boop.
All right. So what can she say?
That
you're about, like, shit. She needs, because you know what? Instead of faking an orgasm, all you got to do is coax them into coming and then you're free. So what is it?
I don't know. I'm simple. Once you start whispering shit in my ear, I don't.
She fuck you up.
Yeah, I might get the fuck. I might smack somebody away from my ear. Like, get the fuck off of my ear. yeah, I can't take that shit. Don't nobody use that against me. But for real, shit, I don't know. It's kind of simple. I don't want to be like, it's that easy. But shit.
So dirty talk.
Yeah.
You're on the right show, Winston.
Yeah, no, I don't want to hear no dirty talk on my ear, for real, because that
shit
ain't...
You don't like that?
I do, but it's like the shit, you know, certain shit, you're good. You're a champ in certain shit, but certain shit might throw you off your game.
Nah. I'm going to tell you what I really think.
Well, not off your game, but you know.
I think that 90% of the men said that they've never heard of a woman faking orgasms because they're so stupid and so vested in getting theirs that they're not paying attention to she's really not enjoying the sexual experience.
That's not true. No. I'm so invested in me giving her to show she can get to her point that I'm not worrying about.
You still could be having a good time.
It's about the shadow of a doubt shit.
Having a man
it's too. About you got to make a shadow of a doubt know that she's ways. Getting it's to those it's levels.
There's not a lot of men out there. There's not a lot of men
out there. No, there's a lot of men out there go, and they don't even bust.
There's not a lot.
And they'd be like, you know what? Oh well.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there before, too. You're just going.
It goes both ways.
Yeah, but it's not a lot.
Yes, it is.
It's not a lot.
Yes, it is. They just ain't talking.
I beg to
differ. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Well, yes, we're going to get them on here. That is a 2020 question. We're just starting the year out. We're about to get that question out there.
Because just like you asking one of your questions where some of those guys said, is every vagina on the same? And What was the answers?
No, they're not all the same.
No. So it was a lot of times men have, you know what I'm saying, sexual relations with women out there and they never bust. Especially if they're wearing rubbers.
It's true.
So
it's very, very
they
true.
Don't climb what he's back. Saying is a real thing. Either. But a lot of men be like, cool, I'm still good. I'm good.
So you're good.
I'm still wearing that
You're still okay if you don't orgasm. You're okay?
Yes.
Why are you okay if you don't orgasm?
Because if I still got a fucking rubber, I'm good. I'd rather have safe sex and then not orgasm and take the rubber off trying to get a feeling for just to, you know, I mean, to be candid, I hate to say what it is, but
Winston, you always wear a swimsuit when you dive in the ocean?
Right, I'm a grown smart man, you know? I had my child when I was 30, not when I was, I ain't never been Lucy and I ain't trying to do it now.
He's never been Lucy.
Listen. A lot of brothers out there with the.
I have to say this to the world because I'm gonna let you loose, know.
Yeah, that, like I have a Jamaican cousin. You ever saying you can't be too loose, can't be too loose.
That I know Winston. That I've known him for several years, and he said one thing recently, and it stuck with me. He said that he is the least mangy nigga that anyone will ever meet. But you know what that means? If you're least mangy, that you still have some mange.
Yeah. I'm a real nigga. You got to keep a little bit of greasy in you. You know what I'm saying? Now, good. Now, mind you, I'm a well-educated, college-educated, good man. You know what I'm saying? God-fearing young man, but, you know.
And
I was born in New York in the 80s, and I'm kind of thorough with my shit. And, you know, I've been through some things and done some things in life. So
he has a few patches missing.
You know, what are we here? But just keep it real. He ain't trying to mislead nobody. But my 99% is thorough.
Your 99%.
But my 1% is thorough.
You're only 1% thorough or 99%?
No, listen. You see how they do? It's that tricky match. I think you like one of the Republicans in the
impeachment. Which one is it? Well,
I'm 100% in all areas. I'm not, you know.
So we know for a fact that married guys are out to get theirs and single guys.
What are you talking about?
You just said.
I have to get what? I have to get shit.
Oh, we out there.
I have to get my shit at home. That's what I go get.
No. That's what
That's the only thing I'm out to get.
So you misinterpreted what I just said.
I can't.
So out meaning as in.
Me too.
As in when you're having sex with the one woman you should only be having sex with. As long as you get yours, that's all that matters.
No.
That's what you just said.
I don't know if I said that, but that ain't what I'm saying now.
Okay, so clean it up. Clean it up for us.
Clean that up.
I don't even
understand the question anymore.
Sex is a mutual thing. Everybody should have sex for the other person. That's been my motto from day fucking one. If you please the other person, you'll be good because they're going to go above and beyond as much as you went above and beyond.
Awesome. That's a lovely segue into our Mertels, Winston. Our Mertels tonight is... What? Because you've never been through this situation. I'm 100% sure somebody has faked orgasms with you, but you don't know about it.
With me?
But you have now found out. You have now found out that someone is faking an orgasm. What are you gonna do? Ready, set, go.
Ready, set, go. I don't. This
is a, ready, set, this go. Is a, this ready, make, set, this go.
Doesn't make sense. Like I don't even know
how. Ready, to, set, go.
I can't fathom a thought around that.
You can't fathom a thought about not giving.
I ain't. Listen, man. All right. I'm not sitting here trying to talk shit. Or trying to be, you know what I'm saying, like that or whatever. But I ain't never been in that situation to be to the point where I could be like, yo, this is what I do if I play myself. And then,
this is what I do. No, I know that you have never been in the situation. I'm asking, what would you do if you found yourself in that situation?
Found myself in a situation where I didn't please.
She's faking the orgasm.
Yes.
I don't know how. I can't
see. It never happened to him.
That doesn't matter. You said you had a vivid imagination.
I know, but I'm trying to imagine it. But see, this is the point of this thing. You don't imagine shit that you don't want to happen. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So right. Maybe it's my own internal.
No, it's right. No, I understand exactly right now, what you're saying.
But I'm not. I can't envision myself. Like, I'm just going to go. I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do. I'm going to make the situation right. I don't know
how to not. I think that's a great answer. You'll do what it takes to make the situation
right. Exactly.
How do you make the situation right?
Is it going to get yours?
If I see if it's not,
the only way. I can't deal with you.
You do a couple things. Wait, you do a couple things. You ask questions.
That's the only fucking way to make the situation right.
Yeah, the situation
when
right.
You see some dumb shit like that.
I saw that shit. You ask questions.
And try to get out.
You find out what's going on. You find out what you can do. You know, and you try to it's a situation, but
yo.
I'm one of them dudes like, you know, hit all the buttons so you ain't gotta worry about a button not being hit.
Oh, you're a button presser.
I'm not a button presser.
Ladies,
but
get
I'm
in the DM. He knows how to push all the buttons.
I'm trying to push all the buttons, but I'm trying
to. And he aims to please. He has sex to please the other person. He doesn't even need to come.
Push your buttons.
These are all things, all reasons to get with, you know what? And we made a mistake last time that you were on the show. We didn't let the ladies know how to keep up with you. So can you do that? Can you let them know how they can keep up with you?
Tell them how to follow you and follow you. They're going to come follow you.
Oh, shit. My Instagram might be my government. Winston.Robinson.
Yeah.
Oh, he's pulling his government out there.
That's it. Well, A, if he is talking the talk that you like to hear, his DM is wide open.
His DM.
You don't check that. Peruse my DM too often, but
so,
yeah.
Well, it's about to be lit now, so you're about to be perused on
it. Nobody. I'm trying to keep quiet out here.
He's single and he's ready to please. And his DM is busted wide open.
And he's pushing all the buttons.
He's telling
you that right now, so you better be ready.
He's
pushing all your buttons.
He got those trigger thumbs.
Listen.
Trigger thumbs.
Don't act like he ain't pressing.
Ladies, don't believe that. Okay. I like to classify myself as a bougie bitch. I'm like one of them chicks that's sitting home, don't mess with nobody. And you go to work and come home every day. I'm not.
That's even better. Good. If you are looking for
that's
someone.
The same thing they're doing.
Who lacks mange. Who has a low level of mange. And he's at home. He
listen, I'm a Gemini. My mange is gangster, but I don't pull it out when I ain't got to.
Oh, he's a Gemini. Shit. Whoa. Be careful.
Hey, I'm good. I'm my parent. I was raised by Jamaican parents. There's no switch side. They beat that out of me when I was young.
Beat the shit out of him too.
Alright, so again, we're gonna wrap it up.
Talking real bad about him.
I wanna thank you.
You're real small.
I can't even thank you. You guys are too much.
Be easy.
I wanna thank you guys for tuning in to Dirty Talk. Dude, can I close this out? They are the most. That's the married guy ruining it for you guys. I'm trying to let you go. So thank you for tuning into Dirty Talk. Thank you for taking to swim in my ocean.
Dirty Talk Podcast.
This week concludes Dirty Talk's first data set. So we have concluded all of the survey data from the first 50 guys that we interviewed. This was question number 9. Next week, we're going to bring you a special episode called Dirty Talk, The Cleanup, where we will recap everything that we've gone through with a very, very special guest. Then following that, we have a whole new 50 guys that we've already interviewed, already compiled the data, and we have all new guys coming to the show. So 13 questions, approximately 13 dudes, because we have some doubles on some episodes. So it's going to be real fun. The shows are more robust. We've added new segments. I'm real excited for everything that we're bringing. A few of you guys have been hitting me up on the DM, and I really, really appreciate it, asking for longer episodes and stuff like that. But hey, this studio business is not free. I've done a couple episodes from home, but those are people I knew well, and I'm not able to do that with everybody. So if you would like longer shows, or if you would like to help the continuation of Dirty Talk, we do have Cash App. It is $DURTY, MERAID. That's Dirty Mermaid. Send us 50 cents, 75 cents, a dollar. Every little penny counts to help us propel this show forward. We appreciate you and all that you do. Also, remember to go on iTunes, like, review, subscribe, especially leave a review. Let me know what I could do for you. Give me that feedback, because I want to bring you constantly good content as much as possible. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now here's your excerpts. Have you ever found out that a woman you were with was faking orgasms? And if so, how did it make you feel?
I've never found out that a woman is faking orgasm with me. But I think the older I get and I think back about some of my sexual experiences, I know there were some times where I gave a woman some bullshit. I know it was. Now, faking, I don't know if they ever faked it. Damn, that's a good question. I hope nobody ever faked it, but I know I was not always at my best.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So the next question is, have you ever learned, or if you did ever learn, that a woman was faking orgasms, how would you feel?
Faking orgasm? I really wouldn't trip. To be honest with you, I would tell her to keep it real and keep it authentic, because if you fake, then I'm not going to make any adjustments. Tell me how you like it. Am I going too hard? If you like it slow and gentle, whatever it is that's going to help you get to your real orgasm, communicate with me. Don't fake it, because you're just robbing. You're cheating yourself.
This is facts. All right. So, how do you think that you would feel if you ever learned that a woman was faking orgasms?
I just would feel like, fuck it. That's your loss. It's your loss. I mean, all this shit right here. You can have like 15 if you want to, but shit, if you up here faking it, shit. I mean, you gotta just like, I could have just beat my meat if that was the case. Shit. Wasting my time. Faking shit. What you doing?
Have you ever learned that a woman was faking orgasms? And if so, how did it make you feel?
I thought that a woman was, but I was not 100% sure. But honestly, it came to the fact that if you don't get yours, I'm gonna get mine. And that's just what it was. Yeah. You know, like, so, but at the same point, she came back. So I'm like, yeah, if you didn't get it, why the fuck you come back?
I don't know. Maybe she's crazy.
All right.